All they from Saba shall come, bringing gold and frankincense and showing forth praise to the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The wise men brought presents to our Lord, giving all praise and glory to God. As I said to you yesterday, we have to, in this life, mold our lives in accordance to the will of God, not our own. As an example of this, I tell you now about a saint whose feast day is commemorated today in Europe. She is Saint Gudula, who lived in the 7th century, and she is a patroness of Brussels, Belgium. In my home continent, Europe, the big shots, or worldly and Herod-minded kings, which I spoke to you yesterday, have formed a big entity called European Union, and the headquarters of this system is in Brussels, Belgium, and this city has become a symbol of bureaucracy and corruption in the speech of the common people. But the patroness of this Belgian city, Saint Gudula, represents the good times when people still believed in God and when they even acted according to the dictates of faith. Saint Gudula came from a very wealthy family, but for the sake of compassion to the poor, she showered all her assets to those who needed them more. So great was her charity that she really became a mother to all those distressed. Those of you who serve at the altar and are in charge of lighting the candles might like this story. Her father's castle, where she lived, was 2 miles away from the local church, but every single morning Saint Gudula walked there. Because it was dark, she always had a maid to carry a lantern before her. Once, when they were walking in the dark, the wax taper wore out, and they were left in the darkness, but Gudula miraculously lighted it again by her prayers. Because of this, she is usually represented in pictures with a lantern. Children, when you prepare to serve your God at the altar, remember that matches are essential, but a devout prayer is most beneficial to have also, but of course best is to have them both. Saint Gudula led always a very holy and prayer-filled life. She never joined a monastery, but stayed home, living there a most austere and holy life in watching, fasting, and prayer. The great emperor Charlemagne was very devoted to her and transformed her body to a great church behind the high altar, and often went to pray to that church out of devotion to this great saint. The emperor also established a convent of nuns there, who placed themselves under the patronage of Saint Gudula. Later, her body was removed to Brussels into a great collegiate church, which was called Saint Gudula's. Dear children, again in this saint we have an example of the spirit of humility, so opposed by the spirit of the world. Even when living in the magnificent castle of her fathers, Saint Gudula made herself poor for the sake of Christ. Humility is the virtue which invites the Holy Ghost into the soul. A humble soul like hers is so far from preferring herself to anyone that a humble soul always places herself below all other creatures. But we should also note that as Saint Gudula shut herself inside her home, we shouldn't advertise our own virtues or humility. The humble soul never speaks of herself, at least not to her own advantage. Important note also, humble soul never affects a show of modesty in order to appear humble before men. Some people have an unfortunate tendency to make their prayer life, their suffering, or almsgiving as public matter as possible, thus either knowingly or unknowingly trying to appear as saints before the world and other believers. Do not be like that. In all good, whether you face setbacks or blessings in life, give entire glory to God alone. And to yourself, magnify yourself only in your weaknesses and nothingness. In this way, rejoicing that God is the greatest of all. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.